The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's. Do you know I have a doctorate? Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. Ecclesiastes 3:4. The review of the goofiness which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Yes, that's how the Bible ends, right? Ooh, isn't that good? Ooh. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because you guys are listening. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Good night. Oh, wait. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thing right there. Here you go. I love this. I love this question. And it's just cool. And I'm talking about the last 40, 50, maybe even 60 years. What is your favorite new worship song? I mean, what's the cure? You know, even in the last 20, what's your just, I love this song. What is your favorite new worship song? There's tons and tons and tons of them. Hymns, spiritual music, make a melody unto the Lord in your heart. What is one of your favorite new worship songs? Hey, if you got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that sad. Just give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. All right, talking to Jammin' Jacob is like a peaceful day and evening with no drama. Hello.
That sounds pretty good to me.
It just sounds so nice, especially in the middle of a in the middle of a move. I'd be like, please, please. Anyway, all right.
Yep.
I mean, it's just crazy, right?
You said you're moving in 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks from today. So I'm glad you brought that up. So we're moving 2 weeks from today. We'll take possession of the new place 2 weeks from yesterday. We've got everything settled as best as we can tell. You know, the best laid plans, right? We're going to actually talk about that in the scripture.
Right.
So we'll see. We will have a little bit of a modified schedule. We'll be getting into that. I'll do that, talk about that next week. Definitely need just prayer. You know how it is. Moving's just always like, yay.
I'm sure. How long have you lived in the house here
so,
now?
So right now, the house we've lived in, it's really funny. It's 6.5 years.
Okay.
I mean, 6.5 years. It's been a long time.
So that's going to be weird living in a new home. It's gonna, it's takes gonna me getting different. Used to. Yep. Yeah,
it's going to take a little bit to get adjusted. But you know what? The great thing about Noel and I, and I'm just going to say this, is wherever we go, we're usually pretty good because we have each other. And that's the first, you know, like that's for relationship orientation. But wherever I go, as long as I'm able to do the devotions, that's all right. As long as the presence of the Lord sweeps into the room, I could care less, because that's all I'm looking for. So that's our, that's the big goal right there.
Right, and I'm sure it'll take some getting used to, but in the end, you'll be closer to the station, so 50, a lot less of a headache driving.
50% faster. I was looking it up just before we started this show. 50% faster to get home than it is right now.
Hopefully no more days of it taking 4 hours, right?
4 hours and 5 minutes. I told Don about that. He was looking at me like, what? I said, no. I said, look, I got four. Look at these texts. Because I originally told people I had like 20 or 30. We had 40 texts back and forth in that 4 hours. Because I was really happy about that. Anyway, we'll just leave that there. I do want you to know, if you want to reach out to us, you can call us 972-445-0770. Additionally, you can text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice totally coming right now.
214-210-8483.
Very non-professional. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. By the way, good job, Jam and Jacob, on some interaction. That was really good. I like that. You were asking questions, talking to me about it. It was awesome. So anyway, I want you to know, if you want to, you can call us, you can text us, you can email us. Why would you do that? So that you can share a praise report. Let me just say this right now. The importance of praise reports is just undersold. Okay, and I mean, I went to church for years and years and years. Some of those churches, they started the entire, didn't even start the word, they started the service with testimonies. And that's just a praise report. And it's like, that is a great element. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Again, and I've said it, and I'll keep saying it because there's no reason not to. If when you share something that the Lord has done in your life, the things that take place, you reinforce it in your own life. You bless other people because they hear God is active, and he is. Plus, you give honor to the Lord. Now, that is just phenomenal to do. Now, it does not have to be the parting of the Red Sea. You know, I prayed, and then this tree grew out of the ground, out of a seed. That's cool, but it can just be, I asked the Lord to help me in this situation, and it just came about that his grace just flooded through. That's justice. It's all miraculous because it's all the Lord. And people get blessed by that. I just want you to know that. That's number one. Number two, if you've got a prayer request, you want to pray. We love praying. Why? Because we love engaging with the Lord. You know, what do you think we're going to do when we're in eternity with the Lord? You think he's going to be in the temple, you're going to be in your mansion, and nobody's going to say anything? I mean, come on. We're going to hang out with the Lord all the time. It's going to be awesome. What are we going to do? I don't know. It's going to be so good. It's like the streets are gold. I'll take it. Right? How good is that? No sorrow, no pain. Oh, all the way in. Right? And so, yeah, we want to hang out with the Lord. So let's pray. Let's ask him. He does great things for us. He answers prayers. And some people are like, well, I don't want to answer, or I want to ask this prayer because I don't know. That's why you don't want to ask. How about you build up your faith a little there? Even the Bible says build up your most holy faith. Get a little more faith going. Turn that expectation upside down from a 6 to a 9 and anticipate the great generosity and kindness of God responding to you and to your needs and helping you because he loves to help his kids. What dad doesn't like to help his kid? What good dad doesn't like to help his kid, right? So it can be praise, or it can be anything like that. You can share something the Lord's doing in your life, anything along those lines. Now, I do want you to know, if you're in San Diego, and let me point this out real quickly, it's 11:40, and by the way, your weather, 58 and cloudy. If you're in Denver right now, it's 12:40, and guess what? It's 73 and sunny. Well, that's nice. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:40, and it's 78 degrees and sunny. Right now, Dallas is winning the weather war. And if you're in Detroit, it's 2:40, it's 50 degrees and raining. That's all I'm going to say. Those are the weather reports for all four cities. Here's the bottom line. If you want to reach out to it, to us. Do it. In the meantime, we're going to jump into the Word of God. Please be in prayer for us for the move. We would greatly appreciate that. And prayer is what we need really more than anything else, just to settle. You know what I'm saying? And I know you guys know what I'm talking about. It's like, well, Dave, you're a minister. You should have this nailed down. That's cute. All right, let's get into the Word of God, James. And we are in James chapter 4, and we're at verse 15. So I got to do a ramp up to make sure that you know where we're going with this. I do want to remind you, if you want to get that book by Pastor Robert Morris, we have one book left, and we're going to give it away during today's show. His book is called Grace, period. Living in the Amazing Reality of Jesus's Finished Work by Pastor Robert Morris. We have one copy left. If you want it, you've got to call us. That's the only way we can do it, because Jam and Jacob has to get your info so that wonderful, amazing Jennifer can send it to you. All books will be going out either, if it's not today, it will be mid-next week or something along those lines. So you're welcome to do that if you want the book. By the way, the number here, just in case you're trying to remember it, is the 972-445-0770 number. In the meantime, let's get into James chapter 4. We're going to ramp it from verse 13, and it's really picking and steady in on verse 15. Here's what it says. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, make a profit. Verse 14, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? It is a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Verse 15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord is willing, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your proud intentions. All such boasting is evil. Ooh. Therefore, whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it is guilty of sin. Wow! What a turn in the process of his teaching. This James is laying this out. He says, instead, you ought to say, if the Lord is willing, we will live and do this or that. So there are a couple of church movements that are all along the lines of the name it and claim it, and this is the problem with that. You can't tell God what to do, ever. You don't demand from God, ever. What we do is we say, if you're willing, Lord. That's exactly how Jesus prayed. You can't pray any wiser than the example that Jesus set. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's like, yeah, this cup, wow. Okay, well, if you can take it away from me, that'd be great. But nonetheless, not mine, but thy will be done. That's how prayer should be. This is where you get the verse 15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord is willing. And so it's important for us to grasp this one element. And we talked about it last week, and I can talk about it this week, and I can talk about it next week, and until the Lord comes back. The importance of humility cannot be explained enough. I can't do it justice, and nobody else can really do it justice. This passage teaches us to say, if the Lord is willing, acknowledging that our plans are subject to God's will. We're planning on moving in 2 weeks. Guess what? God could go, no, you're not. I don't know. Right? You don't tell the Lord what you're going to do. You don't tell. This is the whole thing. So the rabbinical proverbs, so I like some of the proverbs. Some of them are very, well, they're Jewish in me, and I like that. Okay? Because I'm Jewish. And so this is the proverb. Man plans and God laughs. I think that's pretty apropos. Man plans and God laughs. They think that's going to happen. That's funny. It's a reminder that God is in control of the universe and not us. And God is in control of our individual universes and in everything that's going on. So instead of having this attitude of, I'm going to tell the Lord what to do, this is how it's going to go. I'm going to manipulate my way in. I'm going to do this. I'm going to say, no, you're not. And so then the next verse kind of blows it. I think it blows it up against the wall, highlights it in neon, and then puts a black light on it, okay? The scripture further clarifies this when it says this. If the Lord is willing, we will live and do that. As it is, you boast in your proud intentions. All such boasting is evil. So let's just understand, if the Lord is willing, we will live and do this. That's a quick reminder, by the way, that our mortality and the inevitability of our departure from this earthly journey is before the Lord. If the rapture takes place and everybody goes up, awesome. If not, you will be called individually, if not collectively. And as stated in Hebrews, there's an appointment for man once to die and then the judgment. There's no reincarnation. There's no rescheduling. If the Lord wills, we will live. If the Lord does not will, we will not. Period. Stop like, you know, no, I can do this to make myself live longer. No, you can't. You can do the right things to give yourself as good a life as you can, but your appointment is an appointment, and you do not have the chance to cancel it. So let's just make sure we got that. So then he posts up, James points out this. He said, look, when you're boasting like that, we're going to do this, 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 yay! That's prideful intentions. And so what we do is we often forget, wait. And most real estate people can tell you this, especially like Aunt Deb, in every community there's a master plan. It's a master planned community. Hey, guess what? There's a master plan for the earth. It's God's plan. He's the one that does that. And we're not the ones in control. So when we boast, it's a pride. And it's evil. And let me just explain this. That has similar connections to Satan's fall when he operated in the I will be like God attitude. And when we operate in pride, telling God how it's going to go, we align ourselves with the enemy and with Adam and Eve in the garden, thinking we can be equal with God. Uh-oh. No wonder God hates pride. It all comes back to that, ooh, yuck, right? So what's the takeaway on this? And the last part of the verse kind of gives you the takeaway. It says, therefore, verse 17, whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it is guilty of sin. Now, what does that mean? It means if we know we shouldn't do something and we do it, it's a sin. If we know we should do something and we're not doing it, either side of those. If you know you're not supposed to do it and you do it, it's a sin. If you know you're supposed to do it and you don't do it, it's also a sin. And I think we make it a little tougher than maybe we might think. So every once in a while, we just need to check our conscience as the Lord has put in the greatest preacher ever between your left and right ear. And you can at least be honest and say you have a guilt-o-meter when you do something. Ding, 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 ding. That's the Holy Spirit going, what are you doing, right? We do all the things that we do the best we can, and we what? Lay them before the Lord. If you are willing, then it will be this, or it will be this. That's it. Unless the Lord builds an house, they labor in vain that take it on. Psalm 127, verse 1. It's like, what a waste. If God is opposed to it, it ain't happening. Just ask the people at the Tower of Babel. God said, no. The answer is no. Okay. All right. There it is. All right. Take a deep breath. Well, that probably shouldn't sound like Darth Vader.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I am your father. Anyway, so here is your first trivia question. There are five in a row. Do not answer more than the trivia question asks, please. Who wrote the book of Revelation? James, Paul, John, or Peter? Oh, sounds like the Beatles or something. Who wrote the book of Revelation? James, Paul, John, or Peter? Your answer is in Revelation chapter 1, verse 4. Revelation chapter 1, verse 4. Who wrote the book of Revelation? James, Paul, John, or Peter? That is the question. If you think you know the answer, 972. 445-0770. You guys better jump in, or I'll just be doing this for the next hour and a half. I'm on fire in here. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can
send an email. Yeah, it still works. I know. It's almost like email's getting older and older or something about it. Anyway, David@hemustincrease.org. It does seem like that. David@hemustincrease.org. Doesn't it seem that way, though? It's like it's getting to be like snail mail or something.
Right. Eventually it'll turn into, and you can hit my pager.
That's just so weird. Okay, so you can answer that trivia question. Straightforward. Who wrote the book of Revelation? James, Paul, John, or Peter? Your reference point, Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, would give you your first answer. Verse 9 would also give you an answer, but we're specifically looking from verse 4. I do want to send you up to the website, and I'm not going to, you know, mince words. What does mince words mean? Does that mean kind of make them less than what they are? I don't know. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is our outgo is higher than our income. What comes in is not as high as what's going out. That has nothing to do with the move. That's why that's done like, oh. So I totally trust the Lord. And if the Lord puts it on your heart, you know, participate and give, that would be awesome. If you're not able to, do not worry. Do not fret. Do not stress. I ask you as a brother in the Lord to pray for us. I mean, that's a cool thing. Just do that. Pray for us. But we need a little bit of do-re-mi. And it always happens around this same time the money goes and I hate talking about it, but when you invest in the kingdom of God, he is the one that will give you the reward. We won't even give you a whistle. We won't even give you a donut. We'll just give you a receipt at the end of the year because we're a nonprofit corporation. That's all. Okay, check out that plus Dave's new book on the website. Check it out, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Yeah! That's what I'm gonna sing and dance. Let's see, 2 weeks from Sunday, maybe Monday. Because we're having to put the stuff in, then we're going to have to take stuff from the garage and bring it. It's just going to be fun. It'll actually.
That sounds exhausting.
it's going to be fun. There's a part of it where Noelle really gets into it because she's all like creative stuff. And so she's like, okay, we'll rearrange this. It's like, I don't care as long as you don't touch the TV. I just don't care.
It's like, yep, just tell me what to do.
just leave that alone. I'm not even letting the movers take the TV. I'm taking my TV myself. There's no discussion there. All right, your trivia question. People are like, what's wrong with you? Everything. But you know what's great? I'm a mess, but I'm God's mess. And I like being his kid. Who wrote the book of Revelation? James, Paul, John, or Peter? If you think you know, you can reach out to us at 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I do want to do chapter 5, verse 1, 2, and 3. Just real quickly, I just want you to catch this. This is James 5, 1, 2, and 3. It says this, "Come now, you who are rich, weep and wail for the misery to come upon you. Your riches have rotted, and the moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and consume your flesh like fire." Well, you read that and you think, wow, God just doesn't like money. That's not what this is at all. This is a stern warning against those people that hoard their wealth, thinking that instead of relying on the Lord, you're just going to rely on what you've accumulated. That's what God doesn't like. God doesn't hate rich people. He doesn't hate poor people. That's just ridiculous. Those that hoard their wealth, however, when money or, you know, with whether it's money or other resources, it doesn't have to be money at all. You could be hoarding your time. That, too, is sinful. That's why we often talk about, and we have in the past, your time, your treasure, or your talent. Those are all the Lord's. You're a steward of those. And so hoarding that is not okay. And then he says, to the point of decay. It's like you're hoarding it so much. And then it demonstrates the guilt that you have. And God doesn't appreciate that kind of behavior. It's like, don't do that. Don't be a person who hoards. You don't. Oh, I've got just enough to get through. I'll hang on to it. You don't think God can multiply it? You don't think God can do something with it? You're going to hoard it? God's going to curse it if you hoard it. That's not, there's no way around that. You can't even say nothing. There's nothing you're going to come up with that's going to work. If God has made you a steward and you are the person that takes that and goes, hey, keep it really close to me. Or like that weirdness, my precious, you know, kind of thing. It's like, no, the Lord is not going to put up with that. Don't do that. That's a bad idea. Be the best steward you can be. And what we do, what we've been doing in the last year, we've really moved out of that normal process. We give to the couple of churches that we go to, because I go to three different churches. We give to them on a regular basis. But we've also expanded that to include different ministries where they don't hound you, and then different people. And we know, you know, you can't deduct that. We don't care. We think giving is the stewardship call. Do that. That's what you should do. All right, back to the trivia question. Who wrote the book of Revelation? Was that James, Paul, John, or Peter? And the answer is John. John. It is John. And by the way, when I tell you stuff that Noelle and I do, that doesn't mean we're spiritual. We're just as messed up as you. The only difference is I have a microphone. That's the difference, okay? All right, if you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, if you're in Detroit, hang out and go to HeMustIncrease.org. If you're in Dallas, just hang out where you are. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to HeMustIncrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
Teaching time. I don't know how we're going to do the breaks, Gabriel, so I'll just look at me. I'll let you know. I mean, this is the best I can tell you, because I'm going to teach you something that I hope I there's no way I can teach this. I can't teach the worth. I can't teach the value, but I'm going to do my best to share with you my heart in this process. As American people, as people who live in America, we have been granted the right to pursue happiness. And I want to make sure you understand what this means. We have a preamble to the United States Declaration of Independence, and the preamble to the Declaration says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Now, I do want to point out it does not say life, liberty, and the provisions of or for happiness. In other words, the rights that we have in the preamble is that we get to pursue happiness, not that it's provided for us by the government. So that's kind of an important point for people to recognize. It would be nice if they quit trying to quote our founding fathers and then say they're entitled to something because of that provision, because it never says that.